Unit 6, pages 177 to 178. Reading.
The Daily News. This week's survival stories. Man trapped in car for 2 months found alive. When Sven Longrun, a 45-year-old man, went missing during heavy snowstorms in northern Sweden last month, search teams were sent out to find him. When they couldn't find him after a week, they were forced to give up. Amazingly, he was found last week after being trapped in his snowbound car for over 2 months. A cross-country skier found the car, with Mr. Longrun lying in a sleeping bag in the back seat. Doctors were shocked to find that Longrun had survived for so long without food. The only explanation they could find was that his body got used to the low temperature by going into a sleeping state, just like a bear. This amazing ability helped him survive longer than any other person trapped in a snowbound car. Faithful Tilly stayed by her friend. Tilly and Frisky, the two Irish setters, who went missing last week in Waterfield County, have been found. What rescuers saw when they found the dogs is hard to believe. Volunteers were searching in a forest when they heard barking. They followed the sound and found a very tired-looking dog sitting at the edge of a large hole. Another dog was trapped deep inside the hole. Water was slowly filling up the hole, and the dog inside was standing on top of a pile of stones to keep its head above the water. It seems that Tilly had stood guard at the edge of the hole hour after hour for almost 7 days, waiting for rescuers to find her friend Frisky. This special story of animal loyalty and intelligence touched the hearts of everyone in the town. Indonesian teen lost at sea for 49 days. Aldi Adelang, an 18-year-old Indonesian teenager who was feared dead, was found last week alive after 49 days lost at sea. Aldi is now back with his family in Indonesia. He told his amazing survival story to reporters yesterday. "I was working on a floating fishing hut near Sulawesi Island, Indonesia. When I was about 125 kilometers from land, the rope that tied the hut to the seabed tore, and I started drifting even further. At first, I survived on the things I had in the hut: rice, clean water, and cooking gas. When I ran out of that, I caught fish and made a fire out of the hut's wooden fence. Sometimes I even ate raw fish. The real problem, however, was getting clean water. I discovered that if I wet my t-shirt in the sea and then sucked the seawater through it, the water wasn't so salty. That's what I drank the whole time." When asked how he felt being alone for so long, Aldi said that, "At one point, I thought the situation was hopeless. I was so depressed that I even wanted to drown myself." During the 49 days Aldi was drifting out to sea, 10 ships passed by, but none of them noticed him. Finally, someone on a Japanese ship noticed Aldi shouting for help and waving a large white towel. The ship's captain ordered the crew to rescue him. After the ship reached Japan, Aldi was flown home to Indonesia. When asked how he felt after the experience, he said, "I can't believe that I drifted for so long and so far, almost to the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I don't think I ever want to go through something like that again."